It all started 6 months ago with that American flag burning incident in Jeff's expository writing class. Well, okay, maybe not. Maybe it had actually started with Jeff's grammar school teachers, who had relentlessly assured him that memorizing and reciting all of their nonsense would make him successful and happy, which it definitely had not. He was plagued instead by the sense that he was perpetually doomed to try to fit in to a life that really didn't want him, even though he thought he wanted it. Well, at least sometimes he did. A nice house, a new car, a creative, well-paying job, and a girlfriend
yes.
who was crazy about
oh,
him.
Yes.
Things that came easily for others, but always eluded him because, well, they just did.
Life is a series of seductions, my friend. And success is one of the biggest, but your soul has another objective.
What?
To experience many different lifetimes in one.
Can't you tell it to get with the program?
Look, consider yourself lucky, because had you been with the program, you would be fighting and dying in Vietnam.
And that revelation shut Jeff up, because he really was thankful for that. He'd had a taste of tear gas when the National Guard stormed Berkeley, and that was more than enough for him. Because although he may not have known what he wanted to do in this world, he was absolutely certain that he did not want to be in the military. Following orders was not his bent, nor was killing. And the two of them, along with the likelihood of being shot, bombed, maimed, or mortared, not to mention captured and tortured, were not exactly his idea of how to spend a work week for very little life-threatening pay. And anyway, he already had post-traumatic stress, complete with recurring nightmares that he was dodging bullets and riot clubs on the UC Berkeley campus while choppers laid down tear gas as he tried to reach his comp lit class. I failed my Army physical for this? And take an exam with the age-old existential question.
What's really worth fighting for?
Definitely not the Vietnam War, though ending it probably was. Except why would you want to engage in that when Governor Reagan was born for the role of calling in the National Guard to stop students protesting the war?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is to negotiate? To negotiate? To negotiate?
And even after the Guard had left and the faculty had canceled every class, replacing them with end-the-war teach-ins, the tear gas still lingered as a constant reminder that even if you were committed to ending the war, it was equally committed to ending you first. That death was small potatoes compared to the cash the war generated, and the corporate minions backing it weren't the least bit interested in dead people they didn't know.
Would you just pass the mashed potatoes?
That was another reason he'd gone back to the land, to escape all this madness, and even though he hadn't found that group of kindred spirits he knew were out there somewhere, he was bound and determined to run into them.
Either you're committed to something or you're not.
Maybe he did understand that being part of the revolution of consciousness meant opening every single door that stood in front of you, no matter how many empty rooms also lay in front of you, because someone finally had to stand up and shout,
"Stop this terrible human loss, loss, loss."
Then one day during his morning meditation, the image of Evelyn, his old college girlfriend, floated back into his consciousness from a dream he'd had the night before.
"You can't manufacture connections, Jeff,"
she'd said at the door of his cabin.
"They exist beyond comprehension. Here."
She held out a bowl of potato leek soup.
"This is a peace offering."
"For what?"
"Screwing our lives up."
Jeff sighed, unfolded his legs, and mentally beat himself up again for creating the circumstances that broke them up. She was supposed to come live with him in Seattle after her Berkeley graduation, but was also adamant about hiding that fact from her parents.
"What if I put my own phone line in and simply lie to them? They'll just think I'm living alone."
"Not if they come visit us, they
won't." "They're not gonna do that."
"You're absolutely sure of that?"
"They only go to Florida."
"But you're not just lying to them, you're lying to yourself, understand?"
"How so?"
"If you really felt comfortable living with me, then you wouldn't have a problem telling them."
"So, what are you saying?"
"We don't live together until you feel completely comfortable."
"But I am."
"Then tell your parents."
"I can't! Because that would make them uncomfortable."
"But it's you who's uncomfortable about telling them."
"Why cause problems?"
"Because if we live together and they ever find out, why would they ever trust us?"